Tomorrow, the government releases its latest data on unemployment. While corporate profits in the stock market are doing really well, there's been almost no increase in people's wages, and unemployment claims were up last week to the highest figure since the end of November. It's still not that easy to get a well-paying job these days, and it's especially difficult for people with a criminal record.
Most of the jobs I've gotten, I didn't put on the I had a felony, because at first, the first time I went to jail and I got out, I was putting every application in saying I had a felony. I didn't have no response back.
This is Angel Barrera. He's got a felony conviction, and he thinks that's kept him from finding work. In order to give people like Barrera a better chance, some California counties have implemented something called Ban the Box. Basically, they've made it illegal for employers to ask about felony charges on job applications. Alameda and San Francisco counties started banning the box in the hopes that private companies would also sign on, but they haven't. And now that the state's realignment plan is reducing our prison population, this means there are even more former offenders out there looking for work. KALW's Lila Day met up with Angel Barrera to learn how he finally found a job.
When I meet him, the first thing Angel Barrera does is apologize for his stained work shirt and scuffed up leather boots.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't come sharp, so, you know, it's pretty much hardcore, pretty interior. If you don't respect the metal, it'll bite you.
Barrera is a metal worker for the local 104 Sheet Metal Union. He's been there just a few weeks. We meet in downtown Oakland in a classroom at AmericaWorks. This is the for-profit company that helped Barrera get this new job. He smiles and sits down next to another man. They haven't met before, but they've seen each other in passing in the building. We do introductions.
Hi, I'm Damian Stewart. I came to AmericaWorks probably about 7 months ago, and every job site that AmericaWorks sent me to, I was hired.
Stewart's also an ex-offender. This classroom is where he and Barrera learned to make resumes and took courses in anger management, where they were offered interview clothes and BART passes. They needed help finding work because of what they have in common.
I was released from prison in January of last year, 8 months this last time.
I just finished serving a 7-year sentence.
A lot of organizations want to help people like Barrera and Stewart when they're released from prison. There are dozens of nonprofits and government groups that do things like counseling and job skills training. But AmericaWorks is the only company that will actually get them a job. Teresa Castor is the person who finds those jobs.
I left AT&T. When I decide to go back to work again, I decide, okay, Lord, show me a job that I would like to help people.
Castor used to work in sales, so she knows how to sell. And she needs all of her skills. She makes cold calls to employers, just gets on the phone and starts asking questions about openings. Kind of like a recruiter, except all of her clients are ex-offenders. She's got a few things on her side. Employers can earn tax breaks of up to $40,000 for hiring people with criminal records. They can also apply for a bond, a kind of insurance in case there's theft on the job. Still, she says, pitching convicted felons as viable job candidates is tough. I wasn't allowed to record a real cold call, but she says a typical message sounds something like this.
Hello, good morning. My name is Teresa Castro with AmericaWorks of California here in downtown Oakland. I would like to talk to somebody in charge of the hiring. And, the reason I'm calling is I would like to let you know that we are currently working with Alameda County to assist them with employment for people who've been formerly incarcerated. And right now we are currently again working with these people who are ready to work, and they're hardworking people. Aside from the fact that they have been in trouble before, they only need employer to work with them, give them the second chance. They're all well-trained, and they're ready to, go to work. And
getting a stable job is a huge step towards reintegrating into the community. But ex-felons often face other issues, like they live in dangerous neighborhoods or they're around a lot of crime. And those are the cases Castor says are the hardest.
A lady that I helped, I found her a job at BevMo, and finally, she found her own apartment. I gave her some of my stuff that I don't use anymore. And all of a sudden, I don't hear from her anymore. So I contacted her home. Sister called. Sister said she got shot. So it's difficult. It's hard.
That's an extreme situation. But America Works is used to clients with difficult histories. They're a national company, and in other states they focus on finding jobs for people who are homeless or have disabilities. In Alameda County, they've got a $500,000 contract to place at least 250 ex-felons in jobs within 1 year. So far, they've placed about 100 in retail jobs, warehousing, restaurants, landscaping, and construction. Matt Erickson is the company's Oakland director.
This job really is a series of successes and failures. I think, you know, what I try to tell the staff here is that sometimes it feels like we're spinning our wheels. We'll set up a job and, you know, all the person needs to do is show up. That's all they need to do is show up and they've got a job. And sometimes they don't do that.
They, meaning offenders. If they don't show up to their new jobs, AmericaWorks doesn't get paid. The company invoices the county every time they get someone a job. But for the money to come through, 60% of the people they place have to remain employed for 6 months. Erickson says that too often, no one checks to see if job training programs actually lead to jobs.
It always surprises me the standards that are met or not met. I certainly think that the standards need to be higher. There really needs to be more accountability in the outcomes.
All of the organizations have the same goal, to lower the recidivism rate. The best way to do it is still a debate. Frank Williams works for San Francisco's nonprofit Senior Ex-Offenders Program. He says even when ex-offenders do get jobs, it's sometimes hard to keep them.
As far as just linking them up with a job, we've found that that don't work because they won't keep them. You know what I mean? They might be on a job a month or two and quit. Why? Because no purpose, don't know how to work, still have low self-esteem, you know, feel like they're not worthy of something. Or, and I don't want to use the term lazy, but just uninspired, you know what I mean? So we have to find a way to get them motivated, and some of that is sending them to trainings.
Those trainings, he says, are a better use of the program's resources. On its website, Alameda County lists at least 21 other organizations that offer job placement for ex-offenders, but none of them actually guarantee work. Like the Senior Ex-Offenders Program, they offer training and classes. And even that's not a guarantee. When I called around, a few of the numbers weren't even working.
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is...
AmericaWorks sometimes competes with 30 to 50 organizations when a new contract is posted. But the current contract was awarded to the company directly. No competitive bidding. John Keene, the county's deputy chief probation officer, says that's because AmericaWorks is the only organization that can guarantee active job placement. Back in the classroom, Angel Barrera says he still worries about the temptation to fall back into the same routines that first landed him in jail.
I was so stressed out before I even got out because I was scared. And the reason why I was scared, I was like, I really want to do good. But I just figured, like, man, when I get to the streets, it's like a whole different thing.
Barrera and Damian Stewart are trading stories of what finding work has been like for them. Stewart remembers one of his first jobs out of a 7-year prison sentence. He worked on the campaign ballot measures in 2012, explaining Propositions 30 and 32 that dealt with California state tax increases.
And it passed. It did feel awesome. Going door to door and letting everybody know what was going on. To have somebody come out that may look like you or talk like you or whatever. As you know, a lot of times politicians, people use big words. So we just need somebody to come talk to us and be real.
When that job ended, he decided to go back to school, where he's studying media. Meanwhile, Angel Barrera says his new employer, the steelworking company, never asked him about his past. That's because AmericaWorks had already contacted them. So they knew he'd served time in prison. When he's at work, he doesn't volunteer any information about his felony charges to his coworkers. He'd rather just move forward.
I used to lie on my application all the time. But now that every application I fill out, I put, you know, will explain. But what that gave me is more confidence. So even if you don't get the job, it's a real good mental thing for you. It's like, I have changed, and I am, you know, I have accepted my faults, accepted what I did, and, you know, I did my time, and here you go, I'm ready to get back into the community.
The Alameda County Sheriff's Office estimates that realignment will send about 47 new inmates to the county jail each month. That's where they'll finish their sentences. Before long, they'll be released. This month, the county is sending a public request for proposals to groups that could help those people find jobs. $1.75 million is up for grabs. The county says organizations will be required to offer follow-up services and to guarantee that a certain number of their clients actually remain employed. For Cross Currents, I'm Leela Day.